This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the Rich Cioli listener, to our family. Because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
There's no doubt in my mind, one of the biggest issues, if not the biggest issue, facing the state of Pennsylvania and our country is energy. And fracking as an issue, and whether or not Joe Biden, for example, would get rid of fracking, has certainly been something I've talked a lot about on this show. And any time that the Secretary of the United States Department of Energy comes to Pennsylvania, I always want to make sure he stops by the show, and he's always gracious with his time. So allow me to welcome back to the show the Energy Secretary, Dan Brouillette. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Hey, Rich. Good morning. Great to be back with you.
Well, I always appreciate your time. You're coming to Pennsylvania today. You're going to be outside of Pittsburgh, and you're going to be at a shale refinery plant, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am. I landed last night. I'm here in Pittsburgh, and we're heading out to the Shell cracker facility, which is in Beaver County, not too far away from Pittsburgh.
Beautiful. And the importance of this for America's energy independence, and we've talked about this before. I mean, it's one of the most critical pieces in the puzzle of America being energy independent in the future.
It really is. I mean, Rich, you and I have talked about this in the past. I mean, the amount of energy that's produced here in the United States is absolutely enormous. And it's led to not only the economic boom here in Pennsylvania, but all across our country and, in fact, all across the world. And it's created, you know, a number of jobs, and it's, you know, been an enormous success story for us here. But it's also presented this president, future presidents, who would adopt his type of policy, meaning all of the above, producing all of the energy we have here in the United States, with foreign policy options that simply weren't available two, three, four, 5 decades ago.
The Shell ethane cracker plant where you're going to be today, this is 7,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. Which would go away, by the way, if Joe Biden has said, I mean, he's gone on record saying he wants to get rid of fracking. You get rid of fracking, that's 7,000 people out of work, but also all of the industries that are attached to that and benefit from fracking as well.
Absolutely, Rich. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce tells me if you did away with this technology, we would lose approximately 19 million jobs here in the United States, all across the country. So it'd be an enormous economic hit.
And that's 19 million jobs. Let's just let that sink in there for a second. 19 million jobs would be eliminated if we got rid of fracking.
That's exactly right. And that's why this industry, this debate, this conversation that we're having about fossil fuels and about these types of technologies is so important. But I'll draw it out a little bit further, Rich. You know, it is an enormous economic hit if we get rid of it. But here's the other thing it kills as well. It kills renewable technologies. Today in America, you know, you have environmental activists who are shutting down pipelines, who are shutting down the development of things like natural gas here in Pennsylvania and across the country. And what they're actually shutting down is not only the economic activity in the jobs, but also the production of renewable energy. You cannot today produce 100% renewable energy and drive a city like Philadelphia. You must have nuclear power backing it up. You must have natural gas facilities backing it up. And yes, you must have coal facilities backing it up. So by extension, you know, you've not only killed the economic activity and the jobs in the natural gas industry, you're also killing the renewable technologies down the road.
Dan Brouillette is the Secretary of the United States Department of Energy, and he joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're grateful to have him back in Pennsylvania today. This issue of natural gas and being clean, like I saw the other day on a truck, it said, this vehicle is powered by clean burning natural gas. It's amazing to me that is not talked about more in this conversation. in terms of how natural gas is such a clean burning energy and how important that is. They try to make it out that fracking is so evil, and even the word, you know, fracking, I mean, it's got sort of a connotation to it. But, you know, it's really something that the I mean, you've looked into this, you've studied this. This is a positive for the environment.
It's very much a positive, Rich. I mean, look, the United States has grown. We've grown our economy by roughly 18% over the last decade or so, perhaps even more. At that same point in time, we've reduced our carbon-related emissions from the energy industry by roughly 14%. So think about that. We've grown the economy, and we've reduced our carbon emissions at the very same time. There's no country in the world who can make that statement, certainly not any signatory to the Paris Accords. And that's due to the fact that we produce natural gas here in the United States. So it's in a very important fuel. And I'll just add one more point to that. You know, if we want to continue this path forward to cleaner fuels, well, then the development of hydrogen comes from natural gas. So again, to my earlier point, if you oppose fracking and you oppose the development of natural gas, you also oppose the development of these cleaner fuels like hydrogen.
Let me ask you in terms of the geopolitical question here on the world stage, right? The United States of America, in dealing with, you know, we've got Mideast peace deals going on right now, which has a lot to do with, of course, obviously oil. And we're talking also about with natural gas, for example, kind of putting Vladimir Putin and other people in that part of the world, pushing them aside a little bit by not having to be so dependent on them. Where does the United States stand with regards to exports of natural gas on the world stage? And what does that mean, then, you think, for us as a safe and secure country?
Sure. Well, I'll give you a couple quick stats here. I won't bore you to death with details or numbers. But look, I held a natural gas summit this week, as a matter of fact, in Washington, D.C., with the CEOs of the major natural gas producers here in the United States. They tell me that in Europe, LNG demand is projected to increase by 15%. In Asia, it's going to rise 51%. In China alone, it's projected to go up over 70%. So there's an enormous economic opportunity for the United States of America. And while the gas is produced in places like, you know, Beaver County or Pittsburgh, western part of the state, it's important to remember that you have to get it to market. You have to get the product to the open ocean so that we can export it to these other countries. And that's why Philadelphia is so important to us. You can get it out through the Delaware Bay out onto the Atlantic Ocean.
Hmm. I didn't realize that you could actually, from where we are right now, so then there's more jobs associated with that, right? All the guys that work at the ports, for example?
That's correct. Absolutely correct. I mean, the challenge for us in America is not so much the production of energy any longer. We know how to do that, and we've done that very, very well. Under this president, the United States became the number one producer of both natural gas and crude oil. So that's a remarkable change in and of itself. So we know how to make it. We know how to supply it. Our challenge today in America is actually getting it to market. It's the infrastructure that needs to be built, the pipeline capacity that needs to be built to get it out to the places to export it and to get it to consumers.
Well, that's all jobs, 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 jobs. Well, Mr. Secretary, we always appreciate you coming back to Pennsylvania. I'm always so grateful when you stop by the show. You're always really generous with your time again, like I said. So thank you for that. Have a good time up in Pittsburgh again. I always tell you when you're in Philadelphia next time, I guess, well, and because COVID, I mean, I don't know if you can get a cheesesteak, but remember the better food is here. All right. Just remember that.
My wife tells me that all the time. Believe me, she's from Fishtown. She never lets me forget it.
We just had dinner in Fishtown the other night. Let your wife know that that whole area is it's blowing up. It's the hipster location now, Fishtown. So.
That's great. It's great to be with you, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.